Competitive congressional districts are on the decline nationally, not in New Hampshire. When Republicans there won control in 2020, party leaders celebrated the opportunity to try to steer the redistricting process and draw a map that might favor their candidates. As New Hampshire Public Radio's Todd Bookman reports, the plan just fell apart with a fellow Republican in the way.
New Hampshire has two congressional seats, which means lawmakers have to draw one line between them, a single line that hasn't changed much in 140 years.
I heard somebody say the original districts have been pretty much the same since the 1800s, when we were moving stuff around the state by steam train, horse and wagon, and riverboats.
That's State Representative Stephen Smith, a top House Republican, who urged colleagues this spring to blow up the current map.
Every 10 years, it is the job of the legislature to come up with a plan, not figure out if the old plan's okay, can we maybe, you know, just tweak it a little, but to come up with a plan that makes sense today.
The plan Republicans backed dramatically redrew the districts. It made the first district, which covers eastern New Hampshire, more GOP-friendly. In doing so, it gave Democrats an advantage in the second district, which borders Vermont. On top of that, it placed the two incumbents, both Democrats, into the same district. These types of political calculations have happened across the country this year. Both Republicans and Democrats in many states have sought to shore up their incumbents and squeeze out the other party. As a result, the number of districts considered competitive continues to decline. But New Hampshire is bucking that trend. Governor Chris Sununu, also a Republican, turned away the GOP-drawn map.
I made it pretty clear, and they didn't want to take that advice, and so I don't think my veto on any of those maps shocked any of them.
For months, Sununu had talked openly about a map needing to pass what he dubbed a smell test. Essentially, he wanted both of the districts to be competitive. Why guarantee a one red, one blue outcome?
New Hampshire has to have competitive districts. There's no doubt about it. I think Republicans can win both congressional districts. In fact, I'm very confident Republicans are going to win both congressional districts.
Sununu may be optimistic about a GOP wave this November, but Republicans have only carried the second district once since 2006. The first district, currently held by Democrat Chris Pappas, has proven a true swing district for nearly two decades. There, a small boost in GOP voters could have made the difference, harming Pappas' chances for re-election. He, like a lot of Democrats, has criticized the state legislature's process.
What we saw happen in the legislature really didn't speak to the way it's usually done in New Hampshire. At every step of the way, legislators were saying they were influenced by politics. They wanted to create one district where it was a foregone conclusion that a certain party would win.
With Governor Sununu's veto, the political process formally ended, and a legal one took over.
This is case 2022-0184.
Ultimately, the state Supreme Court stepped in and approved a politically neutral map drawn by an outside expert. It tweaks the 2010 map, moving just five small towns to balance the district populations. Inside the state capitol, this entire process was center stage for weeks. But in one of those towns ultimately redistricted, Jackson, up in the White Mountains, it barely seems to have registered.
I had no idea that that was happening, but I feel okay about it.
Margaret Graciano is a baker here. Her husband, Tom Seidel, a carpenter, likes that the map wasn't tilted.
The idea of, like, potentially having two purple districts rather than a blue and a red district.
You like that concept?
Yes, yeah.
Outside political analysts also forecast the races as competitive, including the nonpartisan Cook Political Report, which has labeled both districts as toss-ups. For NPR News, I'm Todd Bookman in New Hampshire.